Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night manifesting show. And you know what? I decided today, or I didn't decide, I just got a strong message about it, right? Don't you guys get messages? My dad goes, why do the angels and God talk to you? Everybody else has to get feelings. I was like, Dad, sometimes we get feelings. But I said, I think it's because I'm so darn hard-headed and that they have to talk to me to get their point across, right? And so we were laughing and joking about that this morning. And so what am I going to talk about today, or what did they ask me? Affirmations for abundance and our manifestation for abundance, too, and affirmations. I think that's so important. You know what I mean? And because you can't create something new abundance, new money, new business, new whatever, without changing the mindset that created it. And we all created everything we experience. Like, I've got to tell you that. Isn't that hard to hear, right? Because, you know, I always think I'm a victim, right? I'm kidding. But, yeah, so we create everything we experience. So if we want something different, we've got to change our mindset first, right? And you go, well, Tree, I want a great guy, or Tree, I want a great girl, or angels, I want more money. And so really quickly, one of the things I'm going to share with you is that you've got to start with working on yourself. You know what I mean? And what does that look like, working on yourself? Well, that means that, you know, I started doing a practice, and I've added to it over the years. I've taken away and changed it around. But I always have time for myself, right? And so in the morning time, I do a morning meditation. I told you guys about it a few weeks ago with Wayne Dyer. So creating your heart's desires. He's got the amazing morning and evening meditation. It's manifesting meditations for manifesting. So that's what I start with early in the morning. And then I do some yoga, read a little Course in the Miracles, and I'm also listening to an Audible book. And the Audible book is Divine Compensation, which is based on the Course in Miracles, but it's given me some wonderful things. And out of doing that since September 2nd, I just got a huge coaching contract today. And they paid a great deal of money up front. And has that ever happened to me before? No, not like that. So I'm happy about it. I'm grateful about it. It's answered a lot of other prayers. I've got our Angel Coaches has a new show launching. And so one of the things I realize is, like, you know, I pray and I meditate. And I do a gratitude meditation at night before I go to sleep. And I realize that to have something different, I got to change my ideas and attitude about things, or my mindset. So change your mindset, change your life. And so that's what I'm working on. I do this daily. And sometimes I go, I would like to sleep a little bit more. And I'm like, nope, I need to get up. And I do some yoga, too, and that kind of thing. So believe it or not, I mean, I always call those bendy women are amazing, aren't they? And bendy men. So that's what I do. And so I got a message today that, you know, everybody has to have, or doesn't have to have a practice. But if you really want to change things in your life that you don't want anymore, or you'd like to have more, or realize, you know, that God lives inside of you. When you get that flash or that information, then things really do start changing. So a great affirmation that I like is, I am a wise soul and I make wise decisions, or I create wise decisions. I am a wise soul and I create wise decisions. Why is that important? I've never known a really wise person to be totally broke, okay? Because, you know, they realize that money is energy, right? And so I am a wise soul that creates wise decisions. And so that's a great affirmation. And so I'm going to talk about a ascended master tonight to you who helps us, you know, with wisdom and creating wise decision and manifesting. And that's Solomon. He's an ascended master. We actually read about him or heard about him in the Bible. I don't know if you went to Sunday school, I did. King Solomon was supposed to be the wisest dude in the kingdom. Right? And he must be pretty good making money, because he was a king and he was the wisest. So those are two things right there, right? But he was a king. And, you know, you guys may have heard the story about how two women came to him saying that the baby, there was one baby that was both of theirs. And he did something. He says, okay, we'll split the baby in two. You want to take one part and the other take the other part. And the real mother stepped up and says, no, she can have the baby because she didn't want to see her child die, right? And so that right there is wisdom. You know, and was that an extreme case? Yes. And did that really happen? Not sure. But he is said to be the wisest man on earth at that time. Okay, so if you have wisdom, you can make better decisions. If you have wisdom, you can make, you know, you can create a great life, right? Because you have a lot of wisdom. And you don't have to wait till you're old and like 100 years old. Like, you know, I don't know. Have you ever seen a really wise old woman? You expect that from her or expect that from a wise old man. But wouldn't it be great to be 30-something, 40-something, or whatever? 50, I don't, it doesn't really matter. And you feel young, you feel healthy, and have wisdom too, okay? So, you know, saying, because when you have wisdom, like I said a few times now, you can make and create better decisions. So Solomon, he's great for space clearing, space enhancement, you know, but you can just, all you need to do with him is call on him and he'll show up. That's the best part about him. He will just show up for you and just say, hey, Solomon, I need your help. And he says, always, he goes, always just call on me. He goes, I like poetry. I like beautiful music. You know, he said, so if you want to read a poem or some beautiful music, then that's all you have to do. Okay. So I'm going to give you a prayer for abundance. You can, I actually have it in our book. You mean there's a the law that says he has to be attracted to me. And you could say it to Michael, to a higher part of yourself, to King Solomon. You go, thank you for helping me manifest abundance and opportunities in my life. And thank you for your opportunities, or thank you for your guidance and help in discovering and developing my life purpose. I must, and I know I have faith with you by my side, wishing, guiding me on this journey. So thank you for helping me manifest abundance and opportunities in my life. Thank you for your guidance and help in discovering and developing my life purpose. I trust and have faith with you by my side and guiding me on this journey. So you can say that to Solomon. You can say that to Michael. You can say that to Ariel. She's great at manifesting. Whoever you feel comfortable. I'm just giving you a new one tonight we've never talked about on this show, I know. And that is Solomon, the Ascended Master, who's great with wisdom, okay? And so I am a wise soul, and I am creating wise decisions in my life. Great, great affirmation, right? Don't you think? I love that one. And what's a good, another good one, too, as well? You know, you've got one you can use for, like, love. I am a vessel for love, and I'm attracting a vessel for love, right? Because sometimes we don't attract that. We say we like it, but it's hard to do, and I get it, okay? So one of the things that I'm going to share with you, too, is I've given you King Solomon, okay? He was a king. I'm giving you I'm a vessel for love, and I'm attracting a vessel for love, okay? And be really clear about the person that you're looking for. You know what I mean? And with your intentions. You can also do manifesting prayer meditations for manifesting morning and evening. I love them. Came for me. I just got a huge contract today, which I'm super excited about. And I've been doing this since September 2nd. The other thing is that you can also say the prayer I just gave you for the prayer for abundance. You can use it with Michael because that's what we have in our book. You can use it for Solomon. You can use it for a higher part of yourself or whatever. Whoever you'd like to, God, Jesus, Buddha, doesn't really matter. Whoever you'd like to use for abundance. And then one of the affirmations you can use to create, I am making lots of money and I am enjoying my life. Or you can say, I am becoming rich and I am enjoying my life. I like making lots of money. That works for me because it's like a... It's more fun sounding than rich. I don't really have a lot of feeling with rich, but maybe you do. There's no right or wrong. Just get words. Feelings come before words. So when you're saying an affirmation, make sure you feel it inside of you, okay? And Wayne Dyer has a lot of affirmations in his meditations, just let you know. So those are a couple of things that you can do there. I have a friend of mine that just got a new job. And she's, you know, she uses these affirmations and has created some of her own. She's doing the Wayne Dyer meditations, manifesting for evening and day. She's also really, really discovering who she really is and what she can create. So I think that's really important. You know, you can get a couple of books here that would really help you. I think the one that Di and I wrote, you mean there's a law that says that he has to be attracted to me. We're actually going to be in Frankfurt, Germany, in the largest books expo there. So we're pretty excited about it. And, if you're a writer, you need to plug yourself into Di. She does some great shows on writing and getting your work out there, okay? If you want a great relationship and you want wealth, crystals and affirmations, and also aromatherapy, and angels do a great deal with that. And Donna Howard, my friend, and she's also an angel coach, she is an expert in aromatherapy and herbal remedies and crystals. She does a show Monday afternoon at 3. And then if you just want to have some fun, you know, and just have pure entertainment, then you've got Michael. He is doing You're Always Lucky in Paradise. Isn't that cool? And it's all about celebrities, artists, hot young artists that are coming up that sing and dance and models. And you don't want to miss that one. That's at Monday at 1. And you can follow our show at Blog Talk Radio, Angel Coaches. And let's see what else he's going to share with you. And then we've got Victoria, who does a lot with soul planning, Akashic Records, and she's going to be doing another session with that very soon, I think on Thursday at 8. So you don't want to miss that. And see what else. I'm getting bit my mosquito, so I had to come inside now. So sorry if you can hear if I'm not coming too clear. So we have that on Thursday, and then we have our focus group every Tuesday and Thursday. I didn't do one this morning because I had a situation that popped up that I was gone. But you guys can listen to it. It's Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. And we talk about creating a great life and tools that are working, okay, and affirmations that are working. And everyone is in the same boat in the sense of moving forward, and there's no reverse with us, okay? So I hope that helps you. So you've got Solomon, who is the wisest man in the world at the time and is an ascended master and will help you with wisdom and creating things and manifesting. You have affirmation, I am a wise soul and I am making wise decisions. And then you can also, I am wealthy or I am rich. I am making lots of money and enjoying my life. I am wealthy and I'm making lots of money and enjoying my life. Great affirmation, by the way. Because when you say I am, that's acknowledging the God that is you. And you are part of God and God is part of you. And then you also have, I am a vessel for love. And I'm attracting a vessel for love, right? Because I read this in the Course in Miracles this morning. It said, we can either be hostage of fear or vessel for love. I'd rather be a vessel for love, wouldn't you? So those are a couple things there. I'm getting ready to start my yearly readings next month in October, and they go through January. Can you believe it? We're at that time again. And if you'd like a coaching session reading, to find out who your angels are, what your life purpose is, then give me a call at 954-9401. Look us up on the web. I've got 6 other angels with me, angel coaches with me, and we've put a register for our newsletter at angelcoaches.org and register for the newsletter, and then we give you a guide on all the angels that will help you with love, money, life decisions, and everything, okay, and health. So, you know, and it's a great gift. And so angelcoaches.org or visit us on facebook.com/angelcoaches and you can register for the letter there or the newsletter there and you can get your free gift of the angels. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great now. And we will see you on Thursday morning with our manifesting or our mastermind group. And then Vic has got a show on Thursday night at 8. And Vic and I have a show tomorrow about sex, love, dating, and relationships. It's fun. It's magical, but we talk about anything, so you guys don't want to miss it. We got a great one planned tomorrow. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow at 3. Take care. Bye, everybody.